This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, was sworn in today as that nation's president, thus ending the rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited the post after the stunning resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe. Under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Egyptian security officials say suspected militants attacked a packed mosque Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 155 people. Authorities said the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at Al-Radwa Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayers. Eyewitnesses saw ambulances transporting casualties from the scene to nearby hospitals. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said those responsible for the violence must be accountable. This is